Are you seeking more energy, inspiration, wisdom? If so, you're not alone. Each episode is a glimpse into the live discussions we're creating at TogetherWeSeek.online. I'm JJ DiGeronimo, a lightworker and curious soul, interviewing some amazing practitioners and lightworkers to explore inspiration and ancient wisdom with the goal of illuminating our knowing, brightening our path, and further manifesting our work. Hello, Sarota. I'm so excited to bring all of you this amazing woman that crossed my path over a year ago. We've been planning to have this conversation, and it's amazing how serendipitous things happen. And it just wasn't the time. We tried to do it a couple months ago and even longer. And I'm so honored that today is the day for all of you to experience the energy of Sarota. She is a light in her own way, and honestly has been such an inspiration to me. So tell us a little bit about your soul work.
My soul work, see, you just asked me and I got chills all over my body, just went in and just went all over me. It's a true mission. And as it says in the other day, I was reading the Aramaic translation of the Lord's Prayer, and a line in there just touched me. It says, we are to be given the creativity of pure spirit, of the cosmic birther, of all radiance of vibrations. And with that creativity, we are empowered to create the fruitful mission. The word is mission. The fruitful mission of the birther. And reading that stuck with me. Because our soul's mission, it's not where we say, oh, we are helping this, we are helping that, we are helping that. But we are to become part of that grand connection. That grand connection I'm talking about is, I'm a dreamer, and I'm, of course, you know. So everything comes to me in dreams. And one of my dreams, I saw this tapestry with all kinds of colors, brilliant colors. And it was hanging in a room. And it's this great hall that the ceiling, I couldn't see the ceiling, but this tapestry was so huge, but I could feel vibration. I could hear whispers of life, of joy, of peace and warmth coming from that tapestry. And I was so intent on staying there and just absorbing all that. The colors were so brilliant, just the brightest things that I've ever seen. And as I stood there, the guy that took me into that hall says, that's not what I brought you here for. And I was like, what? But it's so beautiful. And there's life, there's energy, there's peace, there's love. I want to be here. He said, no, I didn't bring you here. I brought you for that. And I was like, what's that? He said, the wall of stuck. And I'm like, what? He said, the wall of stuck. That's the mission. Because you're all to assist one another, to join this beautiful tapestry as it flows. It never ends. Our soul's mission is so grand, we can't even fathom it. And it's so powerful that when you have that, the soul's mission becomes a little tinkle within us, a little whispers. And those whispers are the keys to us unwinding and opening the doors to our soul's mission. But we cannot see it when we stay stuck in this space of hurt. The hurt, the pain, the anger, the rage, the pain that others have inflicted on us, and then we take and punish ourselves with. As strange as this may sound, it's a vehicle.
And it's that is just so profound. All of that is so profound. Now you know why I could not wait for this conversation. Because when we spoke, I've been counting down. Because when we spoke a while back, I remember just being so moved by your words. Like you're a messenger to so many of us. And so I think all of us want to be in that tapestry. We all want to be in that fluid, gold, beautiful color. But many of us are on that wall.
Yes.
And I know you've been there and other people have been there. And so some of us might be like, okay, I get it. I'm there. I want to be in that soul movement. But many of us are like, okay, I think I'm stuck. How do I know I'm stuck? How do I get out of being stuck?
Yes. Yes. The stuck is as painful as may be. It's a process. You cannot have a testimony. You cannot have a lesson. You cannot have a growth without going through it. And if you're not able to go through it, you stop your lessons. You stop your growth. So as we are in that space, we have to try and remember that humanity has a way of seeing what is right in front of it. And then we see the despair, the pain, the hurt. And then a lot of people start believing they're victims, and that's where they'll stay. But that's not our truth. It doesn't define us.
So, you know, there's so much energy around this. I feel the collective, it's so much, right? Because it's hard to understand, as many spiritual leaders will say, as life is happening for you, when you're in horrible situations or everything you knew was just ripped out underneath you. So, and I know you've had quite a journey yourself that it's just remarkable. And, you know, I just know it has brought you to this point, but how do you reassure people that when they're at their worst or at the bottom or everything has crumbled around them, that is part of it?
That is part of it, because one of the things I tell both clients and family and myself, I don't dish out anything to anyone if I haven't done it or gone through it. But I recall during my darkest moments, one of the things I was saying is that this cannot be it. This cannot be what I'm here for. There's some inkling that comes within you, even though through the pain, you're angry. And thinking, why am I not getting any answers? Why isn't anybody coming forward for me? But here's a question I will say everybody should ask themselves, because I was asking it as angry as I was then. And I was asking, and one of the questions I was always asking, what is this supposed to be teaching me? They said it's a lesson. What is this supposed to be teaching me? And if I'm going to go through this one day and get through this, there's got to be more. That's what gives people hope. Even though they don't know what it is, they don't see how this is going to go. But it's the fact of looking at, okay, here's where I am right now. Let me just get through this day. Let me get through this moment. If I can get through this moment, there's got to be more. If I can get through this moment, there's got to be more. There has to be that level of saying, I don't get it. I'm angry. I'm confused. I'm scared. Okay, you know what? I can't see the rest, but just get me through here. And it's a great thing, because when you get through that one day, you get surprised. Wow, okay, we made through that one. Okay. This looks like a little reprieve, but oh no, there comes another one. But then I always tell my clients and myself this. Remember the times when you thought the rug was going to be pulled from underneath you and the earth will swallow you. You didn't get swallowed then. how much more now? And I bring people back to their past for them to remember how hard it was, because sometimes we forget the intensity of the processing. And then we're like, whew, I made through that one. And I'm like, remember how scary it was? Remember, you didn't even know that you can take your next breath. And you took it. And the next, and the next, and the next. That's how you tackle everything that comes to you. Because when the adversity hits you, you can feel like, yes, you're getting drowned. But when you remember the times when you came through, or saying, you know what? I don't even want to think about that. Here's the thing. When people think about the past and bring it, this is how they use it. Unfortunately, because of the pain they're in, they start thinking, my life is awful. Every time bad things happen to me, every time bad things happen to me, they recall them as the bad things, but they don't remember the fact that they made it. They're here. They made it. So it's a choice of choosing to see it as only the bad part, and not seeing the lessons that were learned and the survival that were successful then is now too.
Ooh, I just want to blow that out for a second, because it's a lot. I think a lot of us bury things that we're not proud of, bury things based on situations we think we shouldn't have been part of. We want to bury things because it just was, we felt like it was happenstance, or you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we beat ourselves up about those things for a long time, decades, sometimes our whole lifetime.
Yes.
And so if somebody listening is going through a situation, is remembering a situation or remembering a circumstance, your message is that it has brought you to this point. But do they have to go back and dig out to move forward now? Or how do they know, like, if they're stuck or if they need to do some work around that?
If they're stuck and they need to do the work around that, I'm an advocate of writing. I always tell them, get a pen and paper. Mm-hmm. Draw a table. One side, how you made it on the right. The left side, what was it that you experienced? Write it down. Don't. And here's the thing. Our ego has a way of letting us remember the pain that went with it. But if you learn how to recognize that, okay, a simple example, I was homeless. How did I survive that? I kept coming across angels. I kept coming across opportunities. I kept coming across people who came through for me, but I didn't even know how that day was going to end. So then you start writing down the peace, the love, the opportunities, the growth. And you're like, okay, I made it then. Okay. How about I apply from now with what I'm dealing with? What am I seeing? Then you start noticing that, wow, yesterday I thought I'll freeze to death. But I made it then. And this time, what is happening? An hour ago, I thought, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to be fired from this job because the mistakes I've made is a colossal one. But instead of looking at it that, wait, yeah, but an hour ago, they would just like to have a meeting or debriefing of what happened. That's it. And nobody's talking about having me fired. Okay. So, okay, an hour is gone. The things haven't gone. They just told me that they would just have a meeting, but I'm not getting fired. So at least they made me feel that way. Okay, that's good. Thank goodness. Okay, so this is good. If I can get through today and without getting fired, I'll be able to hold on for tomorrow. Then you go back and see the joy in that. And be like, wow, thank goodness. Okay, I better make sure I don't make it again. But then our ego starts saying, just like you did it the last time, you were awful. You were a terrible person. You did it again. You did it again. You're not going to do it right. Here's what I'll tell people. There's always a choice. You can choose to look at how that beating can put you back in the darkness, into the despair and pain, Or you can look at it that, okay, what can I do about this? What is the solution? Show me a solution. Where can that be? And then something comes up. But we always have to remember this. The pain that we go through is necessary. It's wow. necessary for us to get to our soul's mission. Our soul's mission wasn't coming here and be like, let me just lay on the beach, get a good tan. Let me just get a good sleep and eat well. That's wonderful because we are to experience all of that. But in order for us to be truly awakened to our mission, something powerful comes up because unfortunately, we like to go to sleep. We like to be comfortable. And we cannot grow to the highest potential when you're comfortable. Every teacher will tell you that. You have to be uncomfortable to notice there's something off.
And I say this, and I know we're not going to get into your whole story, but trust me. Trust me when I say Shraddha has been through so, so much in her lifetime that there is nothing that you can't share with her that she either hasn't heard before or hasn't been through. And I feel like some of our greatest teachers have been through some of the biggest challenges because they have to feel to emerge. Yes. And I think that your work in light is not only undeniable, but is absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate. I want all my brothers and sisters out there to understand this. As painful as what you're going through or the denials that you're going through or people coming at you and dismissing you, please spend a minute, be quiet, silent, and ask this question. What is this supposed to teach me? Guide me to see where the blessing is. I don't see it right now. I'm angry. And be honest with yourself. Because guess what? Our universe is not against you. I don't care what anybody says. It's not against you. But stay on a path of asking the question for our soul's mission. And once you get it, because through that, the lessons you learn has everything to do with what you're supposed to do here. So when you go through the pain, your story is an answered prayer to somebody out there who is going through it. So when they hear and know the lessons you learned through that pain, they'll be like, oh, so I'm not alone. And truly, you're not alone. And your soul's mission is to be a catalyst in this rapidly changing time in our lives to realize that we are one. And we connect to work together to be a part of that fruitful mission. So as a creator of your own peace, become joined with the fact that there's hope. There's hope because you can walk through this knowing that there's somebody out there. And there, you know what? People are closer to you to assist you more than you could ever imagine.
And so if they're in despair and there's not a soul connection now, and you say there are people closer than they could ever imagine, and they're listening to this, like what would you suggest?
I would suggest number one, tell yourself this deep within you. I am worthy. I am worthy of love. Yes, you're like, but I need food. You'll be surprised how someone will come by or someone will just walk out, they bought the food. They're like, oh, I didn't really want this. And then they're trying to put it in the trash. You'd be like, I'll take it. And as you take it, you say, thank you. I will say thank you. Something good will happen because it's not all despair because yes, you're feeling that pain, But you realize, especially when you're in your room and you're feeling so depressed, you don't want to answer the phone. And you realize people who love you are calling. And sometimes you don't even have the strength to pick up the phone and hear a voice. But seeing that that person is calling, take joy in that somebody's thinking about me. I can't hear you.
I just think that's amazing. And I feel like most people don't think of it when they're in despair because they can't get out of their own way.
Yes. Yes. They can't get out of their own way because the pain, the strange thing is we feel sometimes that the pain is so debilitating that we feel is the only thing. It's the only thing. But we can.
Oh gosh, I feel like I have so much emotion right now about so many of the people right now that feel like life is happening for them, that have been through tragedy and don't see the triumph or the lesson. And I feel like the work that you're doing is so powerful because it's giving them that bridge to really start to recognize how all these little things fall into place. Yes. For their soul's work. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things I always deal with a client, because I do life coaching, I also am a mental health counselor, therapist, and there are people who come to me and they want spirituality coaching. So I'm in there with whatever they're grappling with, trying to get a grasp on, I work with them. One of the things I get a lot of people come with it, they're angry. And because everybody did this to me, somebody did this to me, somebody did. And I was like, yeah, they did. But don't focus on them. I start looking at what you can do with what, yes, you were dealt with a very ugly experience. But that does not define you because you were not born that way. You are a spiritual being filled with the excitement to come and learn, experience this field of energy. And as you're learning, that excitement, you see how babies, especially two-year-olds, I love their curiosity and excitement. And you can't tell them anything and they will take it. You tell them, don't do this. You say, no. They look at you like, did you just say no to me? Do you know who I am? I came to experience. I came to learn. So they don't care what you say. They will learn. Yes, a lot of the stuff they want to learn is painful. But I always tell the parents, be the adult that is around at the moment, excuse me, and then guide them to explore and learn as long as they're safe. Well, that's what we're doing. So when a despair is happening, I'm an advocate of writing. Write. I found one of my journals the other day from 2008. And I opened it the first page and I was reading it. I put in, I am so scared of drowning in a relationship where I lose myself. That's what I wrote in there. The despair was harsh at that time, but that's what I was able to write. And I was like, I'm scared of losing myself. I'm scared of losing myself. If that's all you can write, do it. Because what's going to happen is there's something inside of you already telling you there's more. Because why would you stay into a space of saying you're constantly scared of losing yourself? So you do know you're not supposed to lose yourself. So you're supposed to move forward. When the despair happens, this is one of the things I'll tell you. Become grounded to the fact that you can seek help. Ask anyone. There are communities filled with community helpers, servers, people volunteer work. People are giving time, their time to allow you to have that space. If it's mental illness, you can get the help. Call your therapist. Go to the social workers. Say, I need this. I need this. Sometimes they don't hear you. Go to the other door. Go to the other door. Don't give up on yourself because there's hope.
Do you guys see why I love her so much? I could talk to you for hours. I just your energy, your soul connection, I can feel you. The role you're here to play on the planet is just so spectacular. And I am more than honored that our paths have crossed. So yeah. Sroda, I just want to thank you. I'm going to include all your links below that people can find you. And I already know people I'm going to send this to, because I feel like the message is for all of us, but for the people that really need some help, just kind of seeing some clarity through the darkness, I hope they will use this as a message to reach out to you.
I hope so too, because this is very important.
With that, I want to thank you for listening and encourage you all to join us next time. And I just am really blessed of all the fabulous people that cross our path to share not only their wisdom, but their journey and their insight. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you so much. And I appreciate this journey and how much you're helping our brothers and sisters out there. Thank you for being a part of this teaching field for us to connect one another.
I'm honored. I'm so honored. And thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.